You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Well, spring has sprung, and after a very wet winter, California is now awash with flowers, and thousands of people are going to see them.
Crowds have been flocking to Southern California to see the super bloom of poppies in their rush to take those selfies. They're trampling the flowers.
Lake Elsinore says it's overwhelmed by the so-called a populace.
The concern grew so big that over the weekend, they actually shut down the area, saying the situation has escalated beyond our available resources.
KALW's science reporter Marissa Ortega-Welch had a few theories about the origins of this super bloom mania and its impact.
Look, I'm from San Diego and I grew up going to the desert, but I had never heard this term super bloom until a couple years ago. And suddenly it feels like everybody's talking about it. My friends in the Bay and friends of friends, parents of friends, people that I didn't even know were into nature are all taking long road trips to places like Walker Canyon and the Carrizo Plain to see wildflowers. Because I'm a Grinch, I was skeptical of all this hype. And I had some questions. The first being, where did this term super bloom come from?
Continue on I-5 south for 186 miles.
So I decided to get in my car and drive to find some answers. All the way to the visitor center at Anza Borrego State Park in the Southern California desert. Five rangers field tourist questions and hand out maps.
If you are here just for flower information, please meet me out on the patio at the big map.
Do you remember the first time you heard the term superbloom?
No, I think a few years ago, I think it was the first time I heard of a superbloom. Yeah.
1980s. I remember seeing it on TV and, you know, on the radio and all that also.
From her, like last week. She's like, yeah, there's a superbloom. I'm like, oh, okay, let's check it out. Here's Ranger Abby Barker.
A superbloom is when the whole desert is in bloom. And every place you look, you see flowers.
But where did the term come from?
I don't know.
I take my question to Dr. Richard Minnick, an ecologist at UC Riverside. I ask him, is superbloom a scientific term?
Absolutely not.
And he doesn't know where it came from either. But Richard says the media's glommed onto it recently as a shorthand for a really good wildflower season.
We never used the word. We looked at it in terms of, is it once a decade, once in a generation, or once in a lifetime?
Okay, so what makes a good wildflower bloom then? Richard says it's a few dry years in a row, followed by a rainy year.
Even if there are no flowers seen in a given year, there's living seed in the ground.
The seeds wait and wait. A seed bank builds up in the ground, holding out for rain. That's what happened during the drought. And something else that keeps native wildflowers from growing, non-native grasses. In wet years, those grasses grow like gangbusters and choke out the wildflowers. But in a really dry year, the grasses die back. And then the next rainy winter...
This is the moment. The flowers will take off because there's no grasses around to interfere with them. And you'll get a great burst of bloom.
That's what people are going out to see right now. But this has happened before, right? Is this excitement about wildflowers new?
It's not novel. As soon as newspapers formed around here, people would talk about the flowers.
Richard wrote a book about the history of wildflower blooms in the state. He says starting in the late 1800s, Southern California papers ran articles about people going to see the wildflowers. He shows me a photo from the 1890s.
Look at the guy in his top hat and suit and tie, and everybody there was picking poppies.
He reads me an article from 1905.
They were gathering the beauties by the handful and the armload. That was March 18th. On March 20th, spare the poppies. If the crowds were people and children who were engaged in pulling up these beautiful flowers, do not show more discretion. The poppies will not be there next year.
So poppy panic, even back then. Okay, the excitement is nothing new, but then why do I feel like the recent hype just appeared out of nowhere? In the last decade, we had a string of years with very little rain. Meanwhile, something else was booming.
And now to the hottest apps of the year. iPhone photo program called Instagram. You know the one. It makes it almost impossible to take a bad shot. If you don't know it, check it out. It
is... Today, Facebook announced it has topped 1 billion active users, becoming the first social networking site to hit that number.
Well, 2017 really caught Borrego Springs and the park by surprise.
This is Betsy Kanak, executive director of the Anza-Borrego Desert Natural History Association. When a good wildflower bloom finally hit in 2017, people posted photos of it on social media.
Coming off of those many years of drought, things had changed so much in those years. And whether it was Facebook or Instagram or even the internet, we just did not realize how quickly word spread.
The response was a deluge. Tens of thousands of people flooded into the tiny town of Borrego Springs to see the blooms.
It was very crazy. I'm very glad I was here, or I would not have believed it.
Restaurants ran out of food. Traffic was backed up for an hour getting into the park. Betsy's nonprofit runs a visitor center in town and leads nature programs about the desert. She tells me how people used to hear about a wildflower bloom. Starting in the 70s,
we would ask them to send us a self-addressed stamped postcard.
And the staff there would send them out 2 weeks before a good wildflower bloom was predicted, snail mail style.
I saw one of those postcards some months ago that evidently we had not mailed. Sorry about that, whoever that was. And I looked at that with nostalgia.
Betsy shows me these logs that the staff uses to keep track of visitor numbers over the years.
Oh my goodness, look at the difference in visitation.
Back in 2005, the Nature Center got about 300 people on a good wildflower spring weekend. This year, she says, several thousand people visit the center every day. So I still had one more question. Is the superbloom hype a good thing or a bad thing? This year, Borrego is ready. The whole town had a meeting to prepare. Now, restaurants are staying open, traffic's moving, and a lot of money's coming into the town. Betsy likes that the wildflower blooms bring people to the desert. It helps new people learn about the area. But there are downsides. Flowers get trampled, and there's the carbon footprint of all of us driving here. Could thousands more people visiting a place like Borrego turn into thousands more people invested in protecting it? Or is everyone just here for the Instagram pic? Walking around the desert, I meet people from all over the country. Most people say social media helps them learn when and where to go.
I think I was like on Instagram.
I saw it on Facebook and it attracted me here.
I use like All Trails to find different hikes, and then, you know, I might use Yelp if I want to check out a different area.
But they'd be coming out to nature regardless. Finally, I see some young women posing for a photo on a rock. Okay, here are my Instagram queens, people that are just here to take selfies and post on social media.
What brought you all out here?
Flowers, yeah. It's beautiful, all the butterflies and caterpillars.
This is Sophia Ray, Robin Pearson, Julie Weber, and Jocelyn Ransom. They're on spring break from Cal Poly. Sophia tells me she heard about the superbloom online from seeing other people's photos.
Do you feel like social media brings you out into nature more?
Not necessarily. I mean, we're already nature lovers. Like, yeah, I know all exactly. Of us are.
And they're very thoughtful about when they use social media.
Sometimes if you're so focused on taking pictures, then you can't actually enjoy the moment. You know what I mean?
Do you feel like that happens to you?
Me, at one
well,
point,
they didn't
it
bring
did.
Their phones out.
I mean,
here,
I didn't
so.
Bring my phone.
Three of them purposefully left their phones in the car, but Robin has her grandfather's old film camera with her.
I saw you all on that rock. That's yeah. why I was like, "Were you taking?" Oh. But you were taking a photo with that camera.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
You do. Okay, phone. One yeah. phone. One yeah, phone one for one four phone. People.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you gonna post these photos to Instagram?
I don't know because I don't usually post, like, the last time I posted was last summer, so so I think it's more of just, like, a memory that I can keep to myself.
I'm definitely going to post
this. Yeah, same, like.
I don't know, maybe I'm just in a good mood from all the desert sunshine and flowers, but I feel like the Grinch after Christmas right now. My small heart has grown three sizes. As long as visitors know how to minimize their impact
and towns are prepared for the onslaught of tourism, maybe having people come experience the beauty of desert wildflowers for themselves isn't such a bad thing. In Anza-Borrego, I'm Marissa Ortega-Welch for Cross Currents.
Marissa is KALW's science reporter. If you've got something you'd like her to dig into, email her at science@kalw.org.